Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Believe it or not, the first half of 2024 is almost in the books, as they say. Time to check in with one of our resident economists to get their take on how it has gone so far and where we might be heading. Joey Von Nessen is chief economist at the University of South Carolina's Darla Moore School of Business. He joins us by phone now from their Division of Research in Columbia. Joey, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's always good to be here.
So hard to believe we're almost halfway through the year and still no interest rate cuts, but also still no recession.
Yes, we've seen a very resilient economy in 2024, at least so far, where we've had very stable rates of consumer spending, a very healthy labor market that has persisted throughout the year, and strong wage growth as well. And so all of these factors have kept this economy going, despite the fact that we've had persistent inflation and high interest rates, as you've mentioned, that have continued into 2024. But one other element that we have seen in 2024 is that the economy that has been resilient and very stable is not something that a lot of Americans are feeling, because they are still experiencing this higher cost of living that emerged when inflation peaked in 2021 and 2022. And so as a result, there are actually more than half of Americans now believe that the U.S. is in a recession. And while that's certainly not true by traditional measures, it is hard to feel good about an economy if you're being financially squeezed.
Yeah, I can see that. But at the same time, you know, wages going up has to kind of counter that a lot, and plenty of jobs out there available, right?
Exactly. And one of the most important data points that we saw in 2023 was that inflation fell below the rate of wage growth for the first time in more than 2 years. And so over the last 12 months or so, we've basically seen inflation increasing at about 3 to 3.5%, and wages have been growing at about 4%. So that's done two things. Number one, that's helped consumers recover some of that lost purchasing power that they lost in 2021 and 2022. And it also means that consumers are able to continue to spend, and that's helping the economy continue to grow. So consumers are kind of clawing back that lost purchasing power. So the economy is still doing fairly well, even again, as consumers don't necessarily feel it, because they still see that total loss in purchasing power that they experienced over the last few years. And that still has that psychological effect.
And of course, if interest rates would just get cut, as everybody's predicting, and we do have an election in the second half of the year, so is this an increasing possibility as the year unfolds?
It is very unlikely that we see any interest rate cuts, at least until the third quarter of 2024. I think that's become a consensus view from the Federal Reserve. And the question is, when do they lower rates once we get to the third quarter of 2024? And the challenge that the Fed has is that inflation has basically gotten stuck between about 3 and 3.5% over the last year. We haven't seen it move too much. And so what the Fed is really concerned about is lowering interest rates too quickly, which could stimulate the economy and put upward pressure on inflation again. And what they really want to avoid, what we don't want to see, is for inflation to get above wage growth. Remember, we talked about how inflation is now between 3 and 3.5%. Wages are growing at about 4%. But if we were to see inflation go back up above 4%, above where wage growth is, that would be a significant worrisome sign that we would be more likely to go into recession. Because if consumers start losing purchasing power again, then it's far more likely that they're going to cut back on spending activity later on. So that's the key that the Fed is trying to, or the key factor the Fed is trying to avoid. They don't want to lower rates too soon and cause a resurgence in inflation.
As far as narrowing all this down to South Carolina, the trends are still looking good for our home state?
Yes, in South Carolina, we're expecting a very strong summer season for tourism. We've seen recovery in manufacturing and in the housing market, which saw some significant pullback in 2023. And the labor market remains very strong. Unemployment in South Carolina is still at historic lows at 3.2%. So a very good job market as well. So South Carolina's economy remains strong, and we're very optimistic going into the summer months.
Well, Joey, thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you, Mike. My pleasure.
Joey Von Nessen is the chief economist at the University of South Carolina. He joined us by phone from the Darla Moore School of Business Division of Research, and we will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.